Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's primetime Stockwatch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stockwatch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
All right, let's get right into Stock Watch. What are Rashad and I buying and selling from the busy weekend of sports? We'll turn it over to the wonderful producer, at least today, because Ryan Buckley is out as well. Take it away, Will Ortner.
You're going to say, like, you know, what about a weapon? What about a... offensive linemen, we look at as weapons. That group, when we talk about attacking, and we talk about attacking on offense, offensive line is the tip of the spear.
That is Chargers head coach Jim Harbaugh talking about his first-round pick, Joe Alt. They would later go on to get Ladd McConkey in the second round as well. Buy or sell, Harbaugh will build a winner around Justin Herbert.
I'm going to go buy here, and here is why I say buy. I believe in Jim Harbaugh. I've not been the hugest fan of him from afar, but in the last few years, what he's done at Michigan after seeing his success with pretty much every quarterback he's ever had under his tutelage, you know, extending Alex Smith's career, allowing Colin Kaepernick to flourish and be what he was in his system. Now you see the success that he had with J.J. McCarthy. Some people say that it's more the system, but regardless, he's elevated quarterbacks. I do believe he's going to elevate Justin Herbert. He knows how to build teams as well around quarterbacks, and I don't think that the Chargers would have paid him what they're paying him and brought him in on such a long deal if they didn't think it was going to happen. They've made so many mistakes, so I will buy that all day.
I am also buying it. The Chargers have been what we call charging it for the past few years. They've been close, but no cigar. You know, they've had really good teams. They've had great rosters around them. Unfortunately, it hasn't really equated to any playoff wins or even playoff appearances over the last little bit. But one thing we know about Jim Harbaugh is he is a winner. He wins almost everywhere he goes. If he doesn't win the big one, he gets you pretty damn close to it. Jordan just mentioned all the great quarterbacks he's helped kind of cultivate over the last few years. But I think Jim Harbaugh, it's a five-year thing. You get 5 years out of Jim Harbaugh. Anything after that, it becomes a problem. And so, yeah, he was at Michigan for what, 5 years?
I think he got to seven.
7 years, yeah.
Helps that they leave after 4 and 5 yeah. Because they have to.
Exactly. And so, I mean, I think he's going to be there to get on your nerves just long enough to be in a winning position. So, yes, I do think he's going to restore some type of winning mentality to this Chargers squad.
Do you know who holds the Bears franchise record for receiving yards?
Brandon Marshall?
It's a good guess.
It's a great guess. It is actually someone named Johnny Morris.
It's an old record, man. It goes back a long way.
Johnny Morris.
How many does he got?
He's got 5,059 yards.
That's it.
In a career?
In in the career, man. He played in the the 50s and 60s,
Welcome
Rome.
Welcome to our world, Rome. Welcome.
That's on one of our sister stations out in Chicago. That's Romo Odunze, and he just learned what the all-time Bears receiving yardage record is. Yes, 5,059 yards there. Buy or sell, the Bears have not only created a winner, but they will win a Super Bowl in the Caleb Williams Odunze era.
I want to say bye, but this has been, and correct me if I'm wrong, Chicago is building a new stadium here in the next few years, right? They are trying to, Will?
They're trying to? I don't know that that is a for sure thing.
And if they did, it would be a dome.
No, they would stay outside? Look, I think this is very similar to what has been going on around here, where they have all these renderings and ideas of things that they're going to do, but they don't actually have approval to do it.
Okay, well, at this point then, because they still play outside, they are one of these very cold weather teams in the NFL that, it's not just my opinion. You look at the facts, the Green Bay Packers, the Buffalo Bills, they build themselves differently because they play in such cold weather. The Chicago Bears are one of those. I'm going to sell that. Not because of Caleb Williams and Romo Odunze's talent and me trying to dog on them, because that's not it at all. I just don't think that a cold weather team without a run-first attack is ever going to succeed in the NFL, and as good as they are, and while Eberflus is their coach, they're going to have to get that one changed over. At this point, I'm going to say sell. Rashad?
Man, assuming he has a pretty long career there, assuming he plays there for about 8 years, I'm also going to sell it. Like, I really want to buy the fact that Romo Odunze, you watched him at Washington, we know what type of player he is, what type of receiver he is. I think this is the best probably young or rookie quarterback to receiver combination that we may have seen. However, there's so many other things that go into playing for Chicago. Eberflus has his hands full at this point, but it's going to be freezing cold. We'll see if a kid that played at Washington and in Southern California is going to be able to really handle that. I don't see why every team doesn't have a dome in the first place, especially if you play in such a cold weather city. But I think the Bears have a little more to worry about right now, like the Lions and the Packers, who both have their guy, you know, at Traeger Man, at least for now. So, I'm going to go ahead and sell that for now.
And thanks to the Vancouver Ford text line saying, yes, ESPN reported they are in the works of trying to get funds to have a dome of sorts. So if they do get to a dome, I will buy this. But literally, it hinges on whether they are playing outside or inside for 8 games of the season.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You didn't get to see it here. You can see.
You see Nemhard hook him initially. Portis didn't like it, and then they just got tangled up.
That's the TNT Sports audio of Bobby Portis getting kicked out in the last game. Right now, Milwaukee Bucks, they're down 3-1 to the Pacers. Buy or sell, Dame will never win a title.
Oh, that's a hard one, brother. They're going to have to – they don't need significant retooling in Milwaukee. I don't think they have to blow the thing up. I think they do need to – Pat Connaughton's done. They need to figure him out. They've got to get a better shooting piece off the bench. His stats just weren't good. He would hit, like, maybe a 3. God, he shot, like, 5 or 6 or 7 during some games. He would only hit 1. So I don't think that they're, like, in need of a total rebuild to compete for a championship. But, man, I don't know. That's a hard one. I'm going to say – sell, because at this point Dame is getting older. He's not guaranteed to score 30 a game next year, and Milwaukee does need a couple of pieces to get to the championship caliber team that they want to be right now. So I'm gonna say sell.
So that'd be a buy.
Oh, buy that he
won't
never
win.
I'm
he
going opposite.
Never.
He will never win. So I guess yes, I will buy.
God, I don't. Oh, that's a tough one.
This is a really good one, Will.
Thanks.
Man, I don't want to do this. I'm gonna buy it as well. I just don't think this I'll keep wanting to say Minnesota. This Milwaukee team is really made for a championship right now, especially considering who their head coach is. Glenn Rivers has never been a great coach. I refuse to call him Doc. His name is Glenn. I will call him that until he doctors up some type of winning formula. Then this team is just not built for that. They don't really have a bench like that. Pat Connaughton, you know, some guy named Green, Gallinari is on their bench. Not a lot of pieces really there to build something great outside of the guys in your starting lineup. The worst thing they did was letting go of Drew Holiday. And I know you traded Drew Holiday to get Damian Lillard, but now you've become the worst defensive team, you know, really in the playoffs at this point because you can't guard anybody on the perimeter. I think it's a huge problem. I don't know if it's going to get better, especially as Dame is getting older. We've seen him deal with some injuries and stuff, so I think some of that's coming into play. I don't want to say no, but it's hard to see him winning a championship.
I will say it's odd that you move on from the point guard, from Milwaukee's perspective, that won you a championship. Obviously, Dame is amazing, but there's no defense there. So are you saying that, well, one of the other players that we got is totally going to make that up? That one will confuse me for quite some time. And I'm not sure that I'll ever be okay with Damian Lillard leaving, and maybe that's why I asked the question, but I digress. All right, Will, thank you so much for putting together such a bang-up edition of Stockwatch. It's brought to you every Monday by Goldberg & Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. All right, let's get to In the News coming up next, but first, here's Will with a sports update.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.